Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah!
Now, for those who are watching for the first time, we like that bodega in the hood. We are your one-stop shop for everything you need in celeb news, okay? Thank you. Come again. Now, we can't do this without our people, Heidi and Frank, out there in L.A. How y'all doing?
Awesome.
We're good. We got cigarettes. We got cough drops. We got cheese. We got burritos. What do you need?
Oh, gosh.
I'll
take a cigarette and a cough drop.
And over here, keeping the hot seat warm one cheek at a time, is the one, the only, the lovely Eva Marcel. Shout out to Porsche, who is watching the show right now with little baby PJ in tow. We gotta love it. So yes. Later on, one of our favorite singers is getting divorced, and we got some advice for her if she wanted to date Chris Evans. But first, what you got, Heidi?
Well, this Jussie Smollett case just is so confusing. He is a free man, but there are still so many questions regarding this case. The number one question has always been, how could the two Us and Dario brothers, who everybody believed attacked Jussie, they're African, but Jussie said the two people who attacked him are white, so how could they look white when they are not, in fact, white? Well, attorney Tina Glandian has a theory. She represents Jussie, and she believes the Us and Dario brothers were in whiteface since Jussie said his assailants were had white or pale skin.
I'm sorry, is that not funny?
You're joking, right?
Well, the attorney alleges that there actually is a picture of one of the brothers on social media in whiteface.
It's on their social media? Because, I mean, I see the picture here. How do you even know that's one of them?
Here's what I'm thinking. If that's the case, have we looked into the Wayans brothers at all?
And no slight to them. Like, they're so dark that if they put on whiteface, it would actually make them darker.
Okay, so on top of all that, President Trump has jumped into the mix and said he is having the FBI and the Department of Justice look into this because he calls this case it's an embarrassment.
Of all the things they could solve.
Right. Of all the things he can talk about and solve and fix in the world, he wants to comment and talk about this.
It looks like white face to me. Isn't it Joker face?
I don't think that is the actual face. Y'all already know. Y'all seen the movie White Chicks, and you've also, I don't know if y'all watched Love & Hip Hop, but this dark Jamaican girl got her makeup done and all painted, all body, everything pure white, and she's about dark as one of these guys. So I mean, I wouldn't see it being too outlandish. It's not gonna look silly like this picture they're showing us. Yeah. This is a joke. This is like blackface being funny.
But he could have maybe Jussie wore contact lenses and didn't have them on, and they probably looked white because he couldn't see them at night.
But weren't they in ski masks?
They was wearing those reverse Gucci sweaters. Version.
Well, this is a Dish investigative report. Ooh. Well, not really, but we do have details on that pic that popped up on social media at the beginning of 2019 with Pete Davidson, Kid Cudi, Kanye West, and Timothy Chalamet. It seemed like the unusual group at the time, but we finally got some intel on the dinner, so take a look at this Vanity Fair interview where BFFs rapper Machine Gun Kelly and Pete questioned each other while hooked up to a lie detector. Check it out.
Is it true you got dinner with Kanye?
Yes.
Who paid?
I did. Yeah, that's right.
Who ordered the most expensive dish?
Kanye kept ordering the whole entire time. And I didn't know he was coming. And I already, like, put my card down to pay because I thought it was just me and Cudi. And then, like, Chalamet showed up and then Kanye showed up and I was like, oh.
Yo, and that's wild because you remember, like, when Pete Davidson was, like, actually talking crap about Kanye West right after his appearance on SNL? So I know that had to be ultra awkward.
That's why Kanye did it. He ordered everything on the menu two times.
Oh, you're not sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
He probably ordered stuff he was allergic to.
Yeah.
Throws it in the trash can after, doesn't even take a doggy bag home. It's like, didn't even toss
oops.
It. Well, did we?
I heard this was a pitch meeting for the worst Fantastic Forecasting ever.
Oh, stupid. I would watch that one.
So, like, if everybody on Dish Nation went to dinner, who do you think would stick who with the bill?
I stuck Brett with the bill once, and it was literally a joke, and she was so sweet and paid it. Do you remember when we all went out? Yeah. And I was literally joking. I told the waiter, I was like, yeah, my friend Brett's going to take care of it.
Not a problem. Y'all can get me next time.
Gary was like, cool, I'm going to get some food to go.
When have you ever bought me dinner?
When have you ever bought me dinner?
Every dinner you've ever eaten
comes from me. Every dinner you've ever eaten comes from me.
Every Lean Cuisine you ever purchased, I bought you.
Oh, he's buying make it too.
Oodles and noodles does not count, Frank.
Well, check this out, man. The coach of the Arizona Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury, has found a new way to connect with his very young players on the team. Because, you know, everybody's ADD right now, and they stop paying attention during team meetings. So the solution was to give players cell phone breaks. You know, because he'd be going in these long runs where he talks to the team for about 20, 30 minutes. So he allows them a little breaks where they can go check their phones.
Got it. That's so different than when I was in school, because if we weren't paying attention, it was like, oh, I'm sorry, you're not paying attention? You can go run suicides. And it's like, oh, no. And it's like, all the way down, all the way back, halfway, back, a quarter, back.
And you know, when we were in school, they couldn't have cell phone breaks. No. Everyone would need a quarter for the payphone. Like, hold on, hello?
This could become such a bad habit in so many different professions.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what if you're a brain surgeon? Let me take a break real quick. See what's popping on the gram.
Actually, I'm going to YouTube how the hell to do this.
Right.
Oh, I was doing that wrong. That thingy's supposed to go there.
Alexa, what is a medulla oblongata?
But you know where this could do the most good, though? Churches, particularly the black ones, because, like, most Catholics and Methodists, y'all 45 minutes in and out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But, like, yo, like, it'd be like, there's this African church not too far from my crib. Yo, they pull up at 9 a.m. I run errands. I do stuff. I see a movie. Come home about 3 p.m.
No.
I see the same people leaving the church. They be there all day.
Oh, that's called a revival.
They praising the Lord. Yeah, I need to learn about him.
Usually, like, in a Catholic church or, you know, a church like that, if there's going to be a baptism, one person gets baptized. It seems like to me, in that particular church you're talking about, everybody's got to get a witness. So it's got to go the entire time. It's like, all right, you're going to witness now. Oh, I'm going to witness.
And right.
It's 3 o'clock. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'm hungry. My stomach's growling. I can't pay attention.
I'm eating all these crackers and punch back here. Like, can we get out of here?
Yeah, time management.
You ate the communion food.
Currently full of the body and blood of Christ.
You got any cheese for this?
I am so stuffed.
So earlier this week, we told you about Nicolas Cage getting ready to jump the broom for the fourth time with his fiance, Erica Koiki. And turns out the Daily Mail TV got their hands on some exclusive video of Nicolas Cage with his bride-to-be at the Clark County Courthouse. Now, they were there to get a marriage license there in Las Vegas, and there's footage. Take a look.
No. One gamer has a boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
I'm not doing it.
I never asked you to.
Okay.
I never asked you to.
Come on. Let's go.
What was that?
What did we just watch?
Is he on something?
And why was he walking like he had a full diaper?
I know. Yeah. Very, very, like he was doing like the Green Mile walk. Like, oh,
right.
How's it go? I'm going to do it slow.
Now, despite all the fuss and the, I didn't ask you to be here, I don't want to do this, that kind of thing going on, they did walk out with a marriage license
that
I guess is valid for 1 year. Who knew?
Erica, hopefully you're watching Dish Nation right now, and here's my advice to you. You should be gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah, what did I
As I did actually freak out when I got married. Now, I didn't freak out getting the marriage license, but I freaked out during the actual ceremony.
Wedding one or wedding two?
Well, obviously it was wedding one. yeah, I was standing up there, and we're at that part where you say, do you, Frank, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? That part of every wedding?
Right.
The person who was doing it said the line, and now it's my turn. And I just stand there in silence. And the person started to repeat the line. Do you, Frank? I go, I heard ya.
Shut the front door,
I
Frank.
I swear.
Frank, that is the origin of the wanna get away moment.
Coming up, could another Hollywood couple be headed to divorce court? We'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up? It's your man, Hey Crack, and I want to tell you guys about Wix. With Wix, you can now create a professional website all by yourself. Wix offers over 500 templates to get you started, and Wix provides you with the freedom to change and customize anything you want, as well as choose from hundreds of the dopest designs and features to grow your brand online. It is the most technologically advanced website building platform available, and it allows you to create without limits. Wix even has you covered with built-in SEO tools that get your brand discovered online easily. Over 140 million people are using Wix and their website, so I jumped on the bandwagon myself. I'm just getting started, but it's easy to use and navigate. And what I'm most excited about is now I'll be able to grow my brand online all in one place. And you can take advantage of all the great features Wix has to offer. Get started now by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/podcast to get 10% off. Don't wait. Start today. Again, that's Wix.com/podcast.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes.
Oh man, well, it looks like it's over for Monica Brown and ex-NBA baller husband Shannon Brown.
No.
Yeah, man, according to reports, the singer filed paperwork earlier this month to end their 9-year courtship. Now, there hasn't been any word why these two called it quits, but from the looks of her Instagram, she has not been wearing her wedding ring in her photos for a few weeks now.
Yeah, but they said that he cheated. I don't think he would cheat. I know he wouldn't cheat on Monica. I mean, Monica's a beautiful, fine, sexy lady to men's standard, and I know doggone well he wouldn't cheat on her.
And she's tough. I would almost be afraid.
That's what I was getting ready to say. One thing about Monica, she don't play no games.
Right.
So don't come in trying to break her heart. She done told Brandy and all y'all before the boy is mine. If y'all got a problem with that, obviously, this is what's going to happen.
The boy ain't hers, evidently.
Don't do that. We don't know what happened. We don't know what happened.
People are always hating. They always have something to say. I don't think anybody was cheating. But what I do appreciate is how adult and grown they're being about it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you hear of the cheating and some other kids and the this and the that.
Yep.
And they are two adults that loved each other, spent a great time together, have a beautiful daughter.
Here's the thing. I never want to see anybody's relationship dissolve.
Right.
No.
But...
you want
how
Monica.
How fire is this next Monica album going to be? Because Monica, when she just get through a breakup,
she
hit that studio with a certain level of pain in her voice. All right, so moving on, Rob Lowe famously turned down the role of Dr. McDreamy in the hit show Grey's Anatomy to do another show called Dr. Vegas. Have you heard of that? Probably not.
No.
But
no.
This new information may shock you. Now, the actor was on Marc Maron's podcast and revealed the now famous character of Dr. Derek Shepherd that eventually went to Patrick Dempsey was not for him and jokingly revealed what it cost him to not play the role. Take a listen.
So it probably cost me $70 million. Hey,
but you're
it's
not
just
worried.
Money.
You're not thinking about
but
that.
But you know what? But listen, at the end of the day, it was like I watched it when it came out. And when they started calling the handsome doctor McDreamy, I was like, yeah, that's not for me.
Right.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
Bam.
I think it worked out. I mean, I couldn't have left $70 million on the table.
I mean, but you never know what it's going to be. Like, you know.
Right.
Like, Rob Lowe, when he go on TV shows, typically, he's like that bad news guy that used to be in those insurance commercials.
Yes.
Like, usually a show is going to get canceled when you see Rob Lowe show up on it. Have y'all ever turned down anything that y'all regretted?
Yeah. They wanted me to do a sex scene, honey, in this movie. And I'm like, no, honey. My body wasn't ready yet.
Was it like, were you going to be having sex with a woman or were you going to be having sex with a man?
It was going to be a secret. I would have known until I got there.
What you mean?
He was supposed to play Jason Biggs' part in American Pie.
Anyway, y'all, honey, remember when I told y'all, honey, that Meek Mill's, honey, got his own day here in Atlanta? Y'all remember when we talked about that?
Yeah.
But let me tell y'all, baby, many people, honey, question why the city would even honor a Philadelphia rapper before countless Atlanta artists who have contributed so much to music. And although, honey, he did get recognized by the city council with a day for his prison reform efforts, it wasn't the Phoenix Award, y'all, which is the highest honor given by the city. Despite numerous reports, that just wasn't it. So he got an award, but not the Phoenix, so that's good.
Okay, so he got the day. The day to be recognized.
Oh, yeah, he got a day, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so let's just clear that up for Mayor Keisha Lance.
There's been a glitch in the matrix.
Oh. She did not approve that.
But so who would y'all like to see get the award? I know who you want to see get it, bro.
T.I., Ludacris, J.D., you know.
I mean, I'm not mad at anybody
Pastor
who puts
Troy.
In the work. But, like, if you're going to leap over all these people that already live here and been putting in the work, it is a little disrespectful.
They should give it to 21 Savage and be damn done
with it. He ain't from somewhere
He is from here. Didn't he say he was from here?
From the U.K. Well, next up, baby. PJ joins social media, and Chris Evans explains why he's not ready for love. We'll see you in a minute. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's time for Insta-All. And today, y'all, we decided, honey, to keep our Insta-All in the family. Our fabulous, divalicious niece, baby PJ. Oh, PJ. Yesterday, honey, our beloved Portia posted a photo of her baby girl, Pelagine, on social media for the first time at only 5 days old. And now, y'all, she also has her own Instagram account.
Woo!
So what is this? What, these new parents doing these Instagram things for their kids?
Smart parents and parents that have kids, you know, in the public eye, figure out how to make it bankable.
Yeah, like baby PJ could be out here selling flat tummy teethers.
I'm telling you, she gonna get some
flat tummy teethers.
She gonna get some pacifier ads.
Yeah. But I still know, what is she wrapped up in, guacamole or something? I mean, what is
No, it's called being swaddled.
Oh. Yeah.
You most likely weren't swaddled as a child, which you think a lot about you.
Yeah,
it's called being swaddled. Yeah. And then she has a matching headband braid.
That is so cute.
Oh my God.
I wonder if they could get me one.
A swaddler's for adults?
Okay.
Yo, that would be so
Netflix and swaddle.
One person who's not having babies anytime soon is actor Chris Evans. Yes, Captain America may save the world, but he is not here to save your feelings. Now, Chris says if you want to be in a relationship with him, you got to have your own life.
Oh.
Chris is on the cover of The Hollywood Reporter, and he said, I'm the one who fears being enveloped. I was always a really autonomous guy my whole life. Camping by myself is one of my favorite things, and I really like to be with someone who also has their own thing to do as well, you know? If I'm just with someone who kind of adopts my life, that can feel a bit suffocating. And I mean, like, you know, I think most of us in this room could kind of agree with that, right?
He sounds like he has PTSD and something has happened in the past.
Yes, he's had a Klingon.
He has had a Klingon. And he's like, if you don't get up off of me, do not envelope me.
Yeah. Well, that's sex, you don't want to be enveloped. Not after, huh?
No, that's the time
that's
you would like
when
to be
you
enveloped.
Do want to be
really?
Yeah, and swaddled.
What kind of sex you have, Gary?
He's used to,
do not
used to
answer
pay
that.
People to leave.
Do not answer that.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right. And ladies and queens, if you're searching for a good tote bag, the studded tote bag by Milan Imports is what you need in your life, baby. This stylish tote is made with high-quality faux leather with the fabric logo lining and is available in beige, black, brown, and red and brown.
Ooh, this is so cute.
Mm-hmm, girl. And check out the luxurious gold tone embellishments and the zip top closure and, most importantly, the clasp lock design coverage for extra security.
Oh, and it has so much room in it.
Yes, it does, Gary. The interior features three separate compartments. One is a wall zippered pocket with a spacious compartment. The second is a mid-zipper compartment. And the third one is a spacious compartment with a slip-in pocket.
I need to grab a couple of these for the ladies in my life. How much are they?
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, usually this tote runs for $159, y'all. Ooh. But for our Dish Nation family, it's only, guess what?
What?
$39!
Oh, what?
Yes, y'all. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, find out how a model's beachside photo shoot was ruined. Tell you all about it after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Okay, y'all, so picture this. A beautiful model is in the process of doing a photo shoot on the beach. The sun is shining, the bikini body all perfect. And then this happens. Take a look.
Baby,
the penguin walked in, honey.
Look, some stuff, Tyler.
Like he just ate a whale.
I mean, he is the whale.
Okay. Oh, my God.
But I was having some second thoughts about her at one point.
What you mean?
She looks a little stuffed. I was like, oh, okay.
Her shape was super cute. She was snatched.
She looked like she had man parts.
No. Gary. She might have a fat punani.
I guess she did, honey.
Okay.
And why were you looking down there anyway?
Well, I always, I mean, because I just was checking to see.
there's a man inside there somewhere.
It like, is. You know, like, no, but that could be mistaken because it could be like, you know, when you shave, like, the side. Brad, you know when you shave the sides?
And no, when you get out the water, sometimes your thing might sag a little bit. Like, Gary, yeah, you really thinking that that's something
girl,
there?
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe her swollen.
She's allergic to seawater. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.